You are listening to a divine service.
Or a lecture.
Or a sermon.
Or a performance.
Or a podcast.
Or something else.
From St. Vladimir Orthodox Church.
Join us soon in person.
Just Google St. Vladimir Ann Arbor.
On our website, you will find our full schedule of services.
And a lot more.
Find us on Facebook.
Or on Vkontakte. Yeah.
Or follow us on Twitter.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
But most importantly,
please know that you are always welcome at St. Vladimir's.
Enjoy this audio presentation of St. Vladimir's Church, and please join us in person soon.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we gather in the church in a sort of very interesting interim period that the church gives to us every year between the Feast of the Nativity and the Feast of Theophany. These 12 days of Christmas, according to the famous English Christmas carol, this is where this comes from, the days between Nativity and Theophany. We feast greatly during this time, to the point which even marriages are not allowed at this time. We are supposed to be spiritually feasting to such an extent that even something so wonderful and beautiful as that is not allowed during this time. Very interesting. And today we come to the church and we hear two very interesting Gospels and two really interesting epistles, actually. And I would really encourage you, when you go home tonight, have a look at those. Read them and think about them. The two Gospels are for the Sunday before Theophany. As we've spoken of in the past, sometimes the feasts are so big that the celebration cannot be contained just on one day, or even in a forefeast or an afterfeast. But the Saturday and Sunday before and the Saturday and Sunday after are affected by the feast. And this is true here. Today, in this feast, with the Feast of the Theophany, there is a special reading that is appointed. That's the first part of Mark. Very first part. The first chapter. First 8 verses. That's what we read in English. What we read in Slavonic was the Gospel of Luke, the 10th chapter, the very beginning, when the Lord appoints the 70 apostles, because today is the feast day of the 70 apostles. And I'd like to call your attention to something that was written there, because I think it's really important for us. And that is this. The Lord says the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Now, it's very easy for us to kind of just let that go. And we are going to let it go for just a second, as we look at the epistle that was read in Slavonic, from Romans, 8th chapter, one very important chapter. Romans is such an important book. We should all read it very regularly. But this 8th chapter, very interesting. What do we find there? The Romans were very carnally minded people, which means that we could understand them perfectly, because so are we. Let's be honest. Our society is probably perhaps the most focused on the body of any society since that time. Right? And when we think of that, we always think about illicit things. That's not what I mean. I mean, you know, thirst, hunger, you know, health. We are just all hyperactive about our health. And not that that's bad to be a healthy person, but we don't have to think about it, you know, 25 hours a day, 8 days a week. And there are other things. We are very zealous, brothers and sisters, very zealous about entertainment, pleasure, luxury, relaxation. All of those things are very important to us, and the reason that that's so important to us, although it shouldn't be, is because that's what our society values most of all, right? The body and the pleasure that the body can have, and the relaxation, and so on and so forth. It's great. Everybody needs to relax once in a while, but we don't need to relax all the time. Everybody needs a little mind candy once in a while, but we don't need to be entertained 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so we and the Romans were like that, from that point of view. And so what St. Paul says to them, we should listen to very carefully. And what he says today is this, that we should not be carnally minded. That is, the body should not be driving the decisions that we make in life. The body should be something that is cared for because we all have one. We are not living an angelic life outside of a carnal body. We have one. It should be cared for, but the soul should lead the body. Spiritual things should come first. That should be what drives us. And then bodily things, carnal things, afterwards. To me, that's a really important message. I think we really have to take that to heart, reflect where we are in that regard, and we probably all, including me, we need to do better. So what does that have to do with The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Well, brothers and sisters, we find in another place in the gospel where our Lord says, I came not to be ministered unto, but to minister. This is when he's having this conversation with Peter at the washing of the feet. I came not to be ministered unto, but to minister. And then he washed their feet. That's an example for us. You see, each of us, each and every one of us, needs to have a ministry. We need to be doing something as Christians that reaches out beyond ourselves. There is a great temptation for us to just think about me, to think about my parish, to think about my family, to think about me, me, me. And that's not right. That's pronoun trouble. We need to be thinking more about us and them, especially them, those who are outside, those who are not with us. You see, we need to overcome our zealous pursuit of pleasure, luxury, comfort, so on and so forth, and go a little bit beyond ourselves and begin to minister to others. Now, that might be a ministry like an ordained ministry. And in the past I've said this, I'll say it now, and you can be sure that I'll say it later, that every one of the men in the parish who is canonically eligible for ordination should be thinking about that. You should not say that it's somebody else. And even if you say, yes, it's him, remember there's three fingers pointing back at you when you have one pointing at someone else. It's him already. We should all be thinking about this. We need people to work in the Lord's field. But those are not just people working in the field with black robes. No, no, no. I think that's very important for us to distinguish. The clergy is needed, but the clergy is not the church. The church is the universality of the church. It's everyone, and each and every person needs to minister, just as Christ ministered. If we are his disciples, then we must minister. We have to work on that harvest, because if we don't do that, brothers and sisters, the harvest will rot in the field. And if we are frank, we see that happening in the world today. The harvest is there. We're not going out for it, and it's rotting. Society is lowering the bar of what's acceptable, what's moral, what's okay. And we sort of sit here and say, you're bad. But what did we do about it? Where were we? Were we in the field harvesting that grain, or were we watching it rot as it just falls down to the ground? You see, brothers and sisters, I was taught a long time ago that the job of a priest is not to say that you are okay. If I say you're okay, I'm not doing my job. I should say we, myself included, we need to do more. We need to challenge ourselves. We need to look at where we can grow in Christ by serving others. And that's what today's gospel was about. The Lord sent the 70 apostles in front of him, before him, to the places where he would go. He sent them to meet society where it was. He didn't sit in Jerusalem and say, you all come to me now and you will stand here and then I will talk to you. No, he went to them. And first he sent these apostles to them. We have to meet society where it is. We can't just sit in our nice parish church with all of our beautiful icons and say, the door's open, come in. You know, if you find us, if you stumble upon us, if you have a car, flat tire here, maybe you will find us. No, we have to go out beyond, just like Christ did. Remember, we're Christians. First part of that is Christ. We're supposed to emulate what he does, what he did, right? It doesn't mean that we will each choose 70 people to walk in front of us. That's not what I mean. What I mean is this. We have to meet society where it is. That's our job, and to try to raise society up to Christ. We can't take Christ from the heaven and throw him on the street. That is not our job. Our job is to live as Christians, to harvest that wheat, to be a light that shines before men, so that the good works, the glory of God, can be shown in us. Not in a proud way, but in a way that attracts people to Christ. Because the world is seeking, the world is screaming, the world is looking for some way to fill the hole in the soul. Alcohol, drugs, all of these things, those are all tried. None of it works. We have the cure, and we hide it. And that's wrong. So today, brothers and sisters, the Lord, in his own words, gives us all a challenge. A challenge to overcome our carnal nature. Because this is from St. Paul's words. A challenge to overcome our carnal nature. And in the gospel, a challenge to harvest the fields. A challenge to minister. A challenge to serve others. Yesterday, during our church school lesson, I spoke with the children who were in my class, and we talked about what could they do. What could they do? And of course, at first they say, well, we can do nothing. But then we talked about it a little more, and they realized, well, maybe they could be greeters. Maybe they could greet people when they come to class. And it just so happened when they come to school, church, because it just so happened that all three of the kids who were there were completely bilingual. Anybody who walks through that door who speaks English or Russian, they can engage with them immediately. So, shall they take that talent and hide it in the earth? I think we know where that parable leads, nowhere good. Or can they use that talent that they have been given to glorify God, to minister? So, brothers and sisters, adults, it's our responsibility to be a good example to our children in this regard, and to facilitate their opportunities to use the ministry, use the talents that the Lord has given them for His glory, to harvest that field. And if we are doing that, and we ourselves are doing the best that we can do as adults, showing the children, showing the young people, that being a Christian is not just checking in on Sunday morning and hoping that the sermon will not be longer than 5 minutes. Being a Christian is about change. Change ourselves, and we need to, if we're going to go out and harvest the field. But it's also about going out and being an example, being a light of Christ to the world, so that someday, maybe in our lifetimes, or maybe our children or our grandchildren, when this gospel is read, they will kind of look at themselves and laugh up their sleeve and say, what do you mean? We have so many people to harvest the field, we can't even fit them in here. We're so active in the community that we have new people showing up and being welcomed to church every single day, by the tens, by the hundreds. If we can get to that point where our grandchildren read this gospel and they don't get it, because there are so many people working to bring people to Christ, then we've done our job. Until then, brothers and sisters, let us decide today that we are no longer going to watch the field rot, but that we are going to exercise the ministry based on the talent that the Lord gave us to harvest that field. And if we do that, then we can have great, great hope that our grandchildren will read that gospel and they will not understand it. They will not get what it means to not have enough laborers for the harvest, because there will be so many laborers laboring in the harvest that Christ will be glorified every day, every hour, every minute, and every second in our parish family. May the Lord grant that to us. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this audio production of St. Vladimir Orthodox Church in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Please join us in person soon. To learn more about our parish, please visit our website, stva2.org. That's S as in Sam, T as in Tom, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, the number 2.org. See you soon at St. Vladimir's.